Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Moses came down out of heaven, out of Mount Sinai. Remember that? And remember they were all rebelling. You remember that? And the Lord instructed him and said, ask the people, who is on the Lord's side? So I'm asking you, who's on the Lord's side? Who's on the Lord's side? Who is on the Lord's side? And I'm going to say something to you, men. Are you the high priest and the king of your home? Are you the spiritual leader at your house? Because if you are, you need to get up and praise the Lord and not leave that to your wife. Who's on the Lord's side? And those ladies are just too quiet all the time. You need to get up and praise the Lord. You need to get rid of your pride. You need to be praising God with your husband. Not leaving one to the other or the other way around. You need to praise God. Well, you know, the wife, she takes care of that kind of stuff. Bull butter. That isn't the truth. The truth is men need to get up and praise the Lord. They need to open their mouth. They need to sing some songs to God. They need to step up and talk about how good God is. Yeah, they do. Like, well, Pastor, you're being tough on us, guys. No, I'm not being tough. I'm telling you what the Holy Ghost told me. Don't just leave it. So right now, we're going to have an altar call. And I'm challenging any man in here to step right up here and turn around and look at the audience and point your finger and say, praise God. And then you can go back to your seat. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesse, come pray with me and Danny. Hector, you come pray on this side with me and Danny. Praise the Lord. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, point of contact, we release the anointing. You take it and you're healed. Amen. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 In the name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You be loosed. Be loosed. Be loosed. Be loosed. Get off of God's property right now. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. 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 In Jesus' name, receive your healing. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah, good receiving. Thank you, Lord. 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Day is your day, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. 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 Public appearances. I just heard that. I'm about to make some public appearances. Now, somebody, I think Jesse saw Jesus sitting right there where baby girl was sitting right there. Was that you, Jess? Jesus has come here. I didn't see him. Jesse did. But he's going to get that public, meaning many will see him. He does that. And he's doing it in these days. I don't know why he chose to tell us this right now, but maybe we'll see him in a minute. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, be expecting. Be expecting. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We done have some church up here. Praise God. Praise God. I was telling the earlier team this morning, The Art's about to come and lead us in our offering. And we'll go through the end of the year doing this confession, because I'm trying to build your muscle on confessing what you have. That's the idea of this. But we should never go without offering words, because not for long periods of time, because we need to understand the principles of prosperity. And so, you know, the idea of a word in our church, I don't know what other people do, but the idea of having a word taught on prosperity in our church is to help you, not to try to get you to give something. And so, you know, God always has our back financially. But I'll tell you, the first principle of prosperity is seeking the kingdom of God. And so everybody that came up here and praised God, you just broke through into a new place today, prosperity. I'll tell you that right now. So sometimes it's easy just to be quiet. That's what the enemy wants you to do. Because we're speaking spirits, you see. And so if you just be quiet about how much you love God, if you just be quiet about how thankful you are, if you just be quiet about your finances or the enemy, he'll be happy. And he'll continue to steal, kill, and destroy. But if you'll say something, then you put him on the run. And you shut him down. And praise shuts him down, and now I'm preaching my sermon, so I gotta be quiet. I think this is hilarious. Jesse, you said that praise was our greatest weapon. You wanna know the title of the sermon today? The Weapon of Praise. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Okay. Is yours too? You have it in yours too? We're all on the same page. Glory to God. Please welcome Art Lopez.
Amen. Glory to God. Lord, I bring my tithe and offering to you as an act of worship. I honor you with my tithe and offering today as the source of my supply. As a tither, I declare the windows of heaven are open unto me. I receive blessing poured out unto me in such a manner that I do not have room enough to receive it. I receive the promise of the scripture that protects those who tithe. No devourer or destroyer is allowed access to steal my harvest in Jesus' name. As a giver, I stand in the promise that says, as I give, it is given unto me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. People are always giving to me because I am a giver. I declare I always have more than enough, excess and overflow, and every need I will ever have shall be provided for in Jesus' name. I am wearing the blessing. I am wearing a mantle of increase. I prophesy increase and overflow. I decree that each year my finances grow to another level of increase and abundance in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. And if you would like to text to give, you may do so. Just text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Amen. Ushers, you may serve the people.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. You know, do you remember that Jesus could hear what people thought? You know, sometimes. It's like it just crept into my thinking. We were saying that there are people who actually say, oh, I don't need to say that. I'm doing well. You're not doing well till you can pay for our brand new building. You're not doing well until you can give so that the gospel can go around the world. We need to increase every year in our finances. If you say, well, I've reached the top, well, you haven't reached the top, because there's always someone and something to give to, not just here in this house, but wherever God shows you to give. And so we need to increase more and more. I'm getting a raise in 2024. That's my confession. I'm getting a raise in 2024. Amen. in some form or fashion, God will do it. It's not up to me. It's not up to how for me to decide that. But I'm just declaring it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Please welcome Pastor Danny.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's perfect because I started, I'm going to talk really fast because the Lord gave me a download and I am going to move through it. So we started this year in January from John, 3 John 2. You remember we said, the word says, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers, right? God's greatest wish for you, his greatest prayer for you is that you would prosper, that you would always be increasing, that you would always be moving forward. And so what is prosperity? It's God's ability on mankind to bless others. His purpose is for you to always be growing in this area, but it has a very important connection there. It has a soul connection. It says, as your soul prospers. So as your soul prospers, then you begin to see God's ability on you to bless mankind in every area of your life. So what is the weapon? What is it that causes us to have our soul always prospering? What is it that we are always increasing in our soul then? Well, first, let's think about it. What is our soul's greatest enemy? Our soul's greatest enemy is going to be fear. It's going to be anxiety. It's going to be worry. It's going to be anything that's contrary to the word of God. This is what's coming against our soul. This is what's trying to bring us to a place where we are not hoping and trusting in God. So I believe for you that the answer is found in Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. I'm going to read it in the Passion Translation. My notes say it's in Philippians, so I'm thankful that I knew the scripture. It's in Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6. It says, don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests. How do we know they're faith-filled? We know they're faith-filled when we believe he's already done it. We know they're faith-filled that when we pray, Mark 11 says, when we pray, we believe it's done. Our faith-filled request before God with overflowing gratitude. Why can we pray with overflowing gratitude? Because we believe he's already done it. Because we believe it's a finished work. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will guard your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Keep your thoughts continually. Can you do it continually? Yes. Continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable, admirable, beautiful, respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind, and fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, always praising him. So what is the answer to keep our soul always prospering? Gratitude. Gratitude is the answer to keep your soul always prospering. Gratitude is what's going to move you into another place. We are told to be anxious for nothing. Nothing. Not some things. Not it's okay to be worried about this little thing. Oh, it's okay to be a worrying parent. No. Be anxious for nothing. You see, society has made it sound like it's okay to be living anxiously. It's okay to live a life of anxiety. It's okay. Well, let me tell you, gratitude is your answer. Gratitude is your answer. And I even have some scientific backing to prove it to you. You see, our brain can live in two states. It can live in a sympathetic state or a parasympathetic state. A sympathetic state means that we are in fight or flight mode. If you are in fight and flight mode, that means that you are ready to make something happen. If you feel like your body's in danger, we learned this from some muscle testing. If you feel like your body's in danger, you drop those groceries and you run and go do what you need to do, or you stand there and throw a punch, right? Whichever is your reaction. A parasympathetic state means that you are in rest and digest mode. So here's the thing. Anxiety is a fight or flight mode. Gratitude is a rest and digest mode. They are an either or. You cannot have anxiety and have gratitude at the same time. It is an either or method. You have to pick one or the other. So why can your soul continue increasing when you choose gratitude? Because you push out the worry, you push out the doubt, you push out the anxiety, you push out the fear. It has no place in your life, and you begin thanking and praising God. When we express gratitude, our brain actually releases dopamine and serotonin. It's actually a natural high. There you go. You looking for something? A natural high. Release gratitude. Releasing gratitude to God. It immediately enhances our mood and makes us feel better. It releases negative emotions. It actually is proven to reduce pain. It improves sleep quality. And it reduces all anxiety and depression. Gratitude should be our continual lifestyle. It should be how we always are living. There is no time like the time we have right now to praise God. When we get to heaven, it's all taken care of. When we get to heaven, there's no challenge to stand in the way. No, we just fall down on our face and praise God. Right now's your opportunity to bring up that sacrifice of praise and say, I don't care what it looks like, I'm praising Him. I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to thank Him. I'm going to live in gratitude. So I challenge you today to take the gratitude challenge. Keep a story locked in your thinking. Take something where the Lord changed your life. Changed something within your life. He changed my baby. Oh, thank you, Lord. He healed your body. He set you free. You still get to live in your home. You still get to be set free. You have been saved regardless if anyone knew what was going on in your life, what you thought was okay. He still set you free. Keep those things unequipped on the inside of you. Thank you, Jesus. Gratitude is meditation of what's good, lovely, and true, just like it says in Philippians 4. Meditate on those things and be equipped with thankfulness. Be equipped with gratitude. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm gratitude for you. I'm thankful for Danny, aren't you?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Let's go to Psalm 100. She stole so many of my lines. I don't know if this is a good idea, but no, I'm kidding. This is so interesting that all of us have gone right down the line this morning. Psalm 100, verse 1. A psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and we not ourselves. We are His people and a sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good and His hesed is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Praise the Lord. So, you know, we've just moved past Veterans Day, and we remember and we show our gratitude for those who served in our country. How many of you served in the military here today? Okay. Praise the Lord. Now, how many of you have a parent that served in the military? Look at that. Amen. Now, how many of you have a brother or sister that served in the military? Yeah. Amen. Me too. And of course the lieutenant who's in heaven served in the military. Praise the Lord for Virginia. And Don Phillips, he served. He was here for a long time. He served in the military. Praise God. Thank God for them. My brother served in when the war of Vietnam was going on. And so that was a tough time. And we're grateful for those who left home and went out there and did that. Amen. So they gave their lives. They lived on the battlefield. There are people right now giving their lives every day. There are people sitting out on ships right now. There are people flying. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so thankful for them. Thank you, thank you, thank you for people that serve the country. Amen. So you know, freedom is not free. We know that. So we honor them today. And then we're approaching Thanksgiving. Amen. You know, Turkey Day. Praise the Lord. And so that's the day that we remember what we're grateful for. And most people in America are going to sit around the table and say something they're grateful for, whether it's the turkey or, you know, whatever. They're going to talk about what some people will actually talk about what God has bestowed on them. But we know, as we've been talking about already in this month, Thanksgiving is not a day. It is a way of life, and it is so important. And so this is what we do on both of those days, and this is what we do every day. We remember and we value. We remember and we value for what has been done for us, what God is doing for us now, and what's been given to us. And, you know, there'll be millions of people in America that are just going to be thrilled to have a day off. You know, is there football like on that day? You're like, you don't know that? Well, you know, I do. Praise the Lord. That they're going to be grateful for their team and who wins and all that kind of stuff. But Thanksgiving is just so much more. It's just so much more. Thanksgiving opens spiritual laws. It opens the spiritual doors. And I just want to look at that for a few minutes. I want to talk about this, and I brought this up Wednesday night, but I want to take it out a little bit further. You're in faith if you're thankful. Now walk with me here, and you'll see this. Thankfulness is the faith test. Yes, it is. If someone gives you something, you take it, and you say, thank you, right? Why? Because now you have it. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Now you have it and you are grateful. So you can tell when somebody's really in faith and not just gone back to doubt in their heart. How can you tell it? They say something different to God. If you believed you received something and you got it, you don't wake up the next day and ask for it over again. You wake up the next day and you say, thank you for that. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for my new vehicle. Thank you for whatever it is you believe you received. So you can always tell when someone is in faith if after they've made their faith claim, after they've stated it, or let's say you yourself, if you wake up the next day and you're asking over again, I guarantee you, you're not in faith. The only thing you keep continuing to pray about is people.
Yeah.
Amen. That's a different category. And things that go on in the world, we pray about those things. But when you use your faith to get something done or get a situation changed, you pray, you believe, you receive it, and then you begin to thank God for it. So thankfulness is the way that you know that you're in faith. Amen. Danny touched on that. Praise the Lord. So, I have the faith of God, so I believe, I will take what I'm believing for. I have it, I thank you for it, and I always forgive. That's Mark 11, 20, 22, 23, 24, right? So you're thanking God for something you already have. Thank you, Lord, for my new house. Thank you, Lord, for my new income. Thank you, Lord, for my new job. Hey, Lord, I just went through the steps. Now listen, I asked you about what I wanted and you said yes. That's the first thing. Find out if it's God's will. When it comes to healing, when it comes to prosperity, here it is, it's God's will. Okay? But you find out there are some things you do have to ask what God's will is. And then once you ask what for God and you get his approval for what you're wanting, then you get a picture. You use your imagination. You get hope. That's what we call it. Okay, I can have the long red car, whatever it is that I always hear Danny thanking God for. Praise the Lord. It's not exactly red, so but forgive my, huh? Is it called red? Okay. So anyway, so praise the Lord. She already has it. It's already in her heart. Okay. And by the way, Tuesday's her birthday if someone wants to pick that up and bring it. So, hey, it could happen. So, and so you get that in your imagination, and then now I've sown a seed of word, so I'm going to stand on that verse. I found out I could have it in the word, and then you may sow other seed if God prompts you to. This is how you get what you want, church. I'm telling you how to get it. Ask God if you can have it. He says yes. You believe, you receive it. You find a word to stand on. He'll give you the word. That means you got to talk to God, right? You got to be listening. He gives you that word, and then I will not doubt. Stop right there. What will keep you from doubting once you've received? Thanking God every day for what you've received. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, that new, whatever it is. I can think of a thousand things when I look at all of your faces. Thank you for the new land. Thank you for the new house. Thank you for the new clients. Thank you for the new, whatever it is. Praise the Lord. Garage, whatever. Add on. Praise the Lord. So you thanking God for it. Now, let me ask you this question. Is Jesus the author and finisher of our faith?
Yes.
Have you seen that in the word?
Yes.
Amen. So, capacity for stronger faith and faith itself then can grow, right? If he's the author and the finisher, that means he started it. So in between, it can grow. So your faith can actually get stronger. So thankfulness, or I call it an attitude of gratitude, can develop into something stronger and more mature. You begin to get in this cycle. Remember, we talked about it, about how we could get into a cycle of thanking God all the time. It just become part of our lives. That will cause your faith to be strengthened. Amen. You know, some folks can't stop complaining about where they are in life. And that's an interesting thing. I've watched it. I've watched people go through this. And that's why they stay where they are. Come on, church. That's why you, if you complain, that's why you stay where you are, because you lose the grace for the momentum. If you're complaining, you're lining up with the enemy and you're staying. That's why we need to command a crop failure over every complaint about America. Because we don't want America to stay where it is. We want to move forward. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you want to get rid of complaining. Say this after me. My mind is my mind. My mind is my mind.
I can do
what I want to
with my mind.
Now you can. It's your mind. You don't have to let it run off into the wrong thinking. You don't have to let it run off into worry. You don't have to let it run off into complaining. You can stop it. And I'll tell you how to stop it. Open your mouth and it will stop. All you have to do is say no, or thank you, Jesus, or get out of here, devil, or whatever it is to stop that train running. All you do is open your mouth. No, I'm not going there. I'm grateful for what God has done for me.
Amen.
Yep. Praise the Lord. So these people, they want to move on to success, but they're just swirling in this gravitational whirlpool of ungratefulness. And so they have no strength to come out. But you will come out with faith when you begin to do these right things. It's not hard. People are like, well, I don't know if I can just stop my mind from running off. My mind is my mind. It's my mind. And my mind will not go into dementia. In Jesus' name. And you need to be saying that over yourself if you're over 30. When you get to be 60 and you're middle-aged, come on. Yeah. You'll be all right. That's right, 120. Praise the Lord. Now, so let me show you what I mean by some of this. When we praise and thank God, we aren't just saying lovely words. And I know that's... You guys don't even think that, but somebody may need to hear that. There's power in the praise. There's power in it.
Praise was ordained by God for a definite reason. And so it serves a purpose. So look at Psalm 8, 1 through 2. Jesse's going to put it up here for us. Psalm 8, 1 through 2 says, O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of the children and the infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. Now go back, run back to verse 2 here. Look here. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise. So it should start when you're little. Because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. He equates praise with strength. Right? Do you see why God brought praise and thanksgiving into existence here? Can you see it? Because of thine enemies. That thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Praise stops Satan right in his tracks. Stops him right in his tracks. It's a weapon we use to halt the maneuvers of Satan. It will stop him. Amen. And it stops him from convincing you that you didn't get what you believed for when you prayed it, because that's the first thing he's going to do. He's going to be attacking you and telling you, and he's subtle. Don't expect a big boogeyman to come after you. Satan's subtle, and he'll even use people, even your relatives sometimes. Oh, honey, you know, that's kind of above your pay grade. You probably don't need to try that. Oh, now mama wants you to be, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, helicopter parents and all that kind of stuff, and which is not very good for your children, by the way. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, you can do what God wants you to do, but the enemy's going to try to come in and tell you you didn't get that. And who do you think you are? Remember what you said yesterday? Remember what you did? Hey, remember when you were a teenager and you acted like Bonnie and Clyde, you know? No, I don't remember. That person's gone. All gone.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. All gone. Amen. And he can't get you with that. This is Psalm 9, 1 through 4. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemy turns back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging in righteousness. Now look at verse 3. When my enemies turn back, not if my enemies turn back. There's no question about it. When you praise God, enemies turn back. Listen, church, if there's any adversary challenging you today, begin to praise the Lord. When something goes wrong, start praising God. That doesn't feel like it. That feels like the place where you might want to cuss. But choose the other way, because cussing's going with the curse. It's called cursing. But praising is going to stop it. And things will begin to roll back the other way. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You get a little pain. Praise God, I'm healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I command that pain to leave my body in the name of Jesus. You're not getting in with the symptom, and I'm not taking your Rolodex of... Yeah, some of y'all don't know what a Rolodex is. Praise the Lord. It's this little thing we used to use, Danny, and it had other... okay. Yeah. They do things a lot easier nowadays. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to tell y'all of a victory I had. You know, Amanda abandoned us and went to work for Art. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's fine. It's God's will. We're good. I'm kidding. So I had to set my own clocks back.
Come on.
And clocks are not the same. It's not, you know how you turn the thing back and the hand goes back. They have all these buttons on them and mine shines on the ceiling and all that kind of stuff, you know. So I was like, Lord, I don't have Amanda. I gotta set these clocks back. It's 10 o'clock at night too before I tried it. And so, I'm not gonna call her because we don't call after 9. So, so I did it all by myself. I did not have to call Amanda.
Victory.
Praise the Lord. That's called being really spoiled. Praise the Lord. And I thank you for spoiling me. Appreciate it. Praise the Lord. But we can do it ourselves. Amen. They're so thoughtful. They always carry our bags in and stuff. And I'm always like, I got 2 arms. It's all about honor. And I thank God for people that honor. Okay. So let me just ask you this. Where are you going to be this time next year? What's going to be going on in your life this time next year? Will things be better? Well, they're okay now, Pastor. No. I know they're all right. I mean, we're sailing. It's good. Everything. But where could we be? Where could we be? And you're like, well, if I just had the money to start a new business. No, I'm not asking you that. Where could we be this time next year if we got grateful and we used our faith? You know, Lord, I know I can't. God's got something working with me, but I can't yet, but I will. But I'll just tell you this. God is going to do it all. So I was asking the Lord because I want a greater income, and the Lord told me, I could tell it to you like this, but I already have a plan now. But so he told me, what to do, and I was quite surprised about what it was. And I was kind of like, And then he said, no, you'll take it right. I take it right. Talk to Deb about it. She understood it. It went right. I'm going to tell y'all about it later, so don't ask me. And then I asked the Lord, well, I want a word on it, because that's what I do. I want a word on it, because the Bible's my friend. I can find something in it. But before I could even look, the Lord just went, boom, told me the scripture. And I went, oh, that's exactly it. I'll tell it to y'all in the future. So we're well on the way now. We're well on the way of what we want to do, right? And then I said, well, now I got to start feeding this and praying into this. I'm giving you steps right here in case you want to know. He talked to me, told me, I asked him what I could do. He told me what I could do. Then I asked him for a word on it. He gave me a word on it. And now I'm going to pray into it. These are steps. I'm telling you steps. So I started praying into it. And I said, well, I'm going to listen to Lynn Hammond praying because she always helps me. So I went to go pick up our cleaning and I'm listening to Lynn Hammond. And lo and behold, out of this old tape that I've had for years, she's praying. And she's, you know, in her sweet little voice, she says, oh, Lord, help us to look up. Help us to look at you because you alone can do this. Help us not want to take any of the credit for it. Help us see that if we totally put our eyes on you, that it's going to come out the right way and it's going to give you glory. And that's what we're doing when we're thanking God. When we're thanking God, we're just saying, this is all you. This is all you. And so now I believe this thing that he's working out with me is rolling. Amen. And so that's kind of the way I handle things in life. You may do it a little differently, but now I'm thanking him. Thank you for the next thing, Lord. Thank you for the next thing. Amen. So where are we going to be this time next year? I'm going to be a lot better.
Amen.
I'm going to be a lot further. But if we don't do something, then the devil could actually go unhindered in his work of killing, stealing, and destroying. And we do not want that. We want him stopped. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's time to make a choice. Develop a grateful, thankful heart. It's just going to get you well on your way. Just thank God wherever you are. Get in your car. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes you'll say, thank you, Lord. But it's not him. Isn't it nice to know that God is a good God?
Yeah.
So you know he didn't do it.
True.
Yeah. Learning that will change your life forever, knowing that God is good and he's not trying to beat you up. But we should thank the Lord for every situation he puts you in. Honey, he did not put you in that situation. He put you in good situations. You can thank him while you're in something, but that's how you'll come out of something. Not for the trouble that you caused or someone else caused. Amen. That's for someone young who doesn't know that. I know most of you know that. All right. So participate in some Thanksgiving. So I just want to do that right now. So if you agree with this prayer when I get done, just say amen. Father, we just come to you so grateful for all that you've done and everything that you are to us, Lord. You are our very breath, our life. You're our helper, our standby, our help for our children. Thank you for what you've done for us personally in this church, in this area, in the nation, and in the world. Thank you for your son and all things that he that came with him. Thank you for you, your word, your spirit, your name, and your love. And Lord, we thank you for the blessing that we're wearing right now. May we honor it and stay aware of the great birthright that we have. May we fulfill your great commission to be blessed, to be a blessing, just as our father Abraham. And most of all, Lord, we thank you once again for Jesus. We love you and we praise you and we thank you for taking the curse so that we can be blessed. If you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. As we're closing, I want to remind you about something about the 10th leper. Remember the leper we've been talking about? Okay. So Jesus told him to go show himself to the priest, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Why? Well, in Jewish law, the priest had to have a look at the leper to declare him clean. All right. Now listen to Leviticus 14. You can just listen. I'll read it to you. This shall be the law of the leper for the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought to the priest, and the priest shall come out of the camp, and the priest shall examine him. And indeed, if the leprosy is healed in the leper, then the priest shall command to take for him who is to be cleansed two living and clean birds. Got it so far? This is what they do when they go to show themselves to the priest. Cedar wood, scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in the earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. So there's he kills a bird, he does the stuff, he gets the other bird, the one that's alive, right? Okay, so he's dipping the one. He shall sprinkle it seven times on him who is to be cleansed from the leprosy and shall pronounce him clean and shall let the living bird loose in the open field. One dies and gives the blood to the other. Okay? That's what happens. Two clean birds, one had to die, one had to give its blood to the other, and then that one is released and go free, and that's the picture of something you know about. Amen. And they didn't quite probably get all that, but we do. So, you know, there's a real chance that that leper followed Jesus. Am I right? Because he was made whole, right? So he was probably like, there he is. I'm going to go listen to some of his teaching and I'm following him around sometimes and I'll keep up with him. I'll keep up with him. And so, he would have been aware of Jesus's crucifixion, would he? He would, his death. So, imagine what went through his mind on the day that Jesus hung on the cross. Just imagine that. Jesus cleansed him and gave him wholeness and life. Now he gives his life. Jesus gives his life. He thinks about the birds. The guy's thinking about the birds. Oh, wait a minute. Look at that. Huh. One gave life and blood for the other. And now the one who gave him life, his earthly life back, is giving him the eternal life-giving blood, the eternal life. He gave him his life back, and now he's giving him eternal life. Praise God. The very life for the rest of the cleansing. Isn't that amazing? There's so many pictures in the Word. Imagine how he felt that day. Oh, my Lord Jesus, it's you. You're the one. I mean, what a knowing. You cleansed me. You're the Messiah. You cleansed me on that day, and I took it. Prophets could do things in that, but you cleansed me. But now your blood is cleansing my sins. He was cleansed on the outside, and then he got cleansed on the inside. Amen. Praise God. Imagine that day. Now, this is exactly who Jesus is to you. He can cleanse you on the outside, and he can cleanse you on the inside. And he did. And you're free. If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. How does that work? Well, first of all, he already forgave you of your sins. This is about fellowship with him. It would be when you don't, you know, talk to him about how you messed up, then there gets to be a wall between you and him. So just like I would want to not have a wall between me and Jesse, I would say, Jesse, I apologize. I sounded like I was smarting off. Maybe I was. I didn't mean to. Whatever. You know, we would apologize for that so there'd be nothing between us. Right? And you do that with each other. We don't want anything to be between us. Sun going down. Sun going down. You need to make sure you do that today. Yeah. I'm playing. Well, I saw him poke her like, maybe he thinks she needs to. No, praise the Lord. But Jesus paid for it. Jesus paid for every bit of it. And so all we have to do to stay in fellowship with what he already paid for is say, Lord, I apologize. And this, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Remind him and you of who you are. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are not an old sinner saved by grace. You are saved by grace and you are free, free, free. And when you do something wrong, run to God, not from him. Thank you, Lord, for it. You receive this today? Thank God. Thank God that he's the one that paid. He paid. You know, all of the songs today lined up with exactly what we were doing. Whoever chose the songs, you were listening to the Holy Ghost, because I'm telling you, every one of those songs was about the blood. It's about what we need to hear about. Your word, what Jesse was preaching, what Deb was psalming, it just all fit like a package today. We are going to praise God and win these things. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Kibraste boso kutanda nalamo sivrebe ke tibrio stavrabako so labrabako shite. There's someone here, I hear this. You've been flying solo for a long time, but now I'm going to have you team up. You're going to team up, and you're going to work well with your team. Harasavra. Thank you, Lord, for that. That's between you and God. I don't know who you are, but you're going to become a team player. You're not going to be a person just solo, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's someone watching this today, and you're trying to make a decision, and you're really being pulled heavily, but it's more about worry. So let that go. Say no to that and listen to the Lord, and you'll go exactly in the right direction. Turn that worry off. That is nothing but the enemy. You need to turn the worry off and go with God. Have faith in God. He won't let you down, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Somebody, I don't know if you're online or you're in here, you're really judgy. You're really judgy. You judge and then you complain about people and you're just judgy. You don't do it in the middle of everybody, but you are judgy. The Lord says it's time to do away with that. It's time to move away from that and to take the correction. And when you do, you're going to step into a brand new era. That's the word I hear, era. It's a new time for you if you'll just stop being judgy. Brother Copeland asked the Lord a long time ago, he said, what's the biggest problem in the body of Christ? And the Lord told him it's their dogged determination to correct one another. And so I think this is just a word, mind your own business. Amen. Right. I see people and I'm praying for them because the Bible says if you judge, you will be judged. There are people out on YouTube right now and they decide that they are the judges of, whether someone's good in ministry and not and things like that. I say, no, don't go there. Don't listen to them. They're the ones going, you shouldn't listen to Hillsong or you shouldn't, don't play this Bethel song. No, that's not their business. The Holy Ghost tells you what to do and your leaders will tell you what to do. You don't need to be listening to these people that are going around deciding which churches are of God and which ones aren't. That's between them and God. Amen. That's a word from the Lord. I'm not preaching right now. I'm giving you a prophetic word. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Larry Wallace, spend some time in a quiet place thinking with the Lord. Just kind of like you're just being still. I'm thinking about like taking your knife and you're sitting there like whittling or something and you're just being quiet. And the Lord's going to start shaving some things off that you're not going to have to deal with anymore. It's just going to be shaved off. And so, and you're going to just be like a pointed arrow in 2024. A lot of good things going to happen. And you have to step away from trouble and troublemakers in Jesus' name. As far as your surroundings, God is ready to move darkness off in Jesus' name. Not in your household, of course, but further out. Even your neighbors will begin to respond in the same spiritual lane that this family is in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. That's big. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Finances are going to come up. Going to come up. There's financial blessings for you in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Now which way should I go? Now which way should I go? Even though you're thinking and you're influenced in some ways, the Lord knows which way to go. The Lord knows what to do. And so no matter what anyone says, listen to what the Lord says to do because you won't lose. You're a winner. And you're going to win in every area. Just go His way in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you both some divine guidance. Some divine guidance. Some brand new things and some brand new ways to live life. And you're going to enjoy these brand new ways. God is ready to make a covenant with you both. He's ready to bring you forth and steer you in some directions that will bring you great prosperity, great blessing, and people around you become a great witness to the people around you. So say yes to Him as He brings you into these places in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Four questions you have before the Lord. The answers are yes, yes, no, and yes. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 So it just, you got going along, know how to work it all, But just like about a mile down the road, there's something. Just about a mile down the road, there's something. New development, just about a mile down the road. And it's going to have great grace on it and bring great blessing in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Whatever that monkey is that keeps trying to jump around, just swat him off for good. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare that thing is defeated in Jesus' name. You have what you need. You have what you need. You have what you need. And it'll develop and roll and work perfectly in Jesus' name. There's been a little bit of doubt of whether that would make it or not. The Lord says it will in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord's going to use, he wants you to think about horse training. God's going to use those thoughts about horse training for spiritual things. For spiritual things. There's a way to train a horse that causes him to join, you know it. Cause him to join you. So the Lord's going to use that with people that need to join Jesus, get closer to Jesus. So think about it. Think about, you know, your exercise pen, you know, those kind of things and how you work with horses. And it's going to develop into something that you could actually use to teach people about coming into their place with God and serving God and those types of things. And the Lord wants me to tell you this. Don't forget, I've got your back. I've got your back in every single way. I've got your back. Heaven is watching, and heaven is praying, and heaven is saying yes to Bill Gailey. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all okay? We're still going to get out early. Praise the Lord. God is good. He knows what he's doing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So kind of like a carrot. It's going to seem like a carrot's being put, and you're going to run after the carrot, you know, kind of like a carrot, but you're not the mule. But you know what I mean. You're going after it. It causes them to want to go after it. So the Lord's going to put something in your path, and you're going to go, go after it, because it's going to lead to something brand new. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 There's one more thing that you want to do to your house, and the season is coming very soon to do it to your house. And so you can do it, and you're equipped to do it. And, this is going, 2024 is an increase in your prayer time with the Lord. Increase and believe God. You're going to see much family change in that year, in the year of 2024. You sowed a lot of seed in caretaking and being there for people. Your whole life, you've done it. Your whole life. The Lord said, I'm about to repay you for that. He says, well done, good and faithful servant. I'm going to give you a reward. And when you see it, you'll know that that reward was for what you've done for people. In Jesus' name. That's for Mata. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That looks really good right there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. More and more and more and more. More and more. Say that all year, this next coming year. There's more and more and more and more. God opens the door to more in Jesus' name. Did y'all notice somebody's perfume rose up or God's perfume just rose up in here? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Stand in the middle of your house. Point to the north. Point to the south. Point to the east. Point to the west. And take the territory in Jesus' name. The church on the hill will come into change. That church on that hill is coming into great change. Spirit-filled change in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Pray about the banquets that are held over at the hotel. You're planted right there for a reason. There are things that are going to come in there that are very significant. And you can also stop some of the things that would try to come in. There are great things that are going to come into that place in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can I tell that yet? Can I tell that? Okay. So, I had a vision in the middle of the night. It was that quick. And it was a church in this area. And I saw cars, the whole parking lot. It wasn't our church either. But I will believe for it, certainly. The cars were parked everywhere on the grass, and they were lined up out on the highway. And this is a church that has like maybe 6 cars usually at their place. It was lined up down the road. We're going to see it. I have no doubt about us. But it's more than us. There's no doubt about us. We're stepping into the glory of God.
Yeah.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
That's what God called me to. That's my job.
Yes.
And I'm going into the glory. Yeah. Amen. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of today? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good job. Praise and worship team. Good job. Pastor Danny, Art, Deb, everybody. It was so good. Thank you, Jesse. Everything that I said came up there. Glory to God. That was so much fun. Are we still online? God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have it. We're going to have it. We're going to have it. We're going to have glory come down here. Shekinah glory is going to come down in here. The Shekinah is going to come down in here. The Shekinah is coming in here. The Shekinah is coming in here. The power of Almighty God's coming in here. We've experienced it many times in our ministry. And here, listen, we need you to get on board with it. Because we have to have this has to be corporate for the realm to show up. Praise the Lord, because a few of us can come stand up here in a glory hole and dance around, but we need for everybody to begin to get things from God. When the glory comes, people change. We sit under word all the time, and that's always going to happen. But when the glory comes, there are things that get wiped out so quickly. Your life changes so quickly, you can just get up and be totally different. I've seen it happen over and over, church. We're going to see it again. The cars are going to line up here. Amen. I'm not giving up. The Lord gave me a word on that, that just like Simeon of old saw the Messiah coming to the earth, I will see the glory come into the church. So praise the Lord for that. And you're going to see it with me. We're going to see the progress of Almighty God. You think you can sing now? Just wait till you see what you're going to do when the glory gets here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Man, I see you being able as if, okay, you know, like the clay shots. I see you hitting every one of them in the spirit. You'll see it going. You'll go, pow, there it is. Pow. You'll be like Jed Clampett. You need to watch that episode. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? So, y'all know Beverly Hillbilly? And so, they were having the bank was having a shoot. What do you call it?
A skeet shoot.
A skeet shoot. I knew that. A skeet shoot. And so they're shooting and they take Jed. And so they're all kind of pow pow. And Jed pulls his gun out and he gets every one of them. And that's how Danny's going to shoot in the spirit. She don't look like Jed at all, but she's going to shoot like that. Amen.
Yeah.
The devil, here's another Jed Clampett saying. The devil is going to feel so low, he's going to feel like a snake laying in a wagon rut. Right? That's low. A snake laying in a wagon rut. He's out. And more about Jed Clampett later. All right, praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen.